Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 3, my little sleepies. This is your host, Sad Boy Shinobi, a.k.a. Frolicking Fred, a.k.a. the Churro Chonchichi. Today I am joined by Slumped Goddess, a.k.a. Missy, a.k.a. my sister, a.k.a. the red-headed stepchild. And alongside her is Corey. Anyways, Corey's not important, dude, for various reasons. But yeah, so this is episode 3. I'm going to have some fun times, dude. Got a little organic green tobacco cigarillo rolled up for the podcast. We got our Tres Leches Cafe coffees full.
Right. Shout out.
Right here, shout out. So, yeah, Missy, go ahead and let everybody know what you've been doing lately, dude. I know you've been doing a whole lot of shows. She just had a couple artists out here from Atlanta that she put on a show for, and went really well, dude. At first, it looked like no one was going to show up. I'm going to be honest.
I almost threw up like 5 times.
Yeah, I texted Anna. I was like, oh, man. I was like, no one's here, babe.
Poor Missy.
She's like, oh. She's like, it's okay. It's still early. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, but even by the time I left, which was pretty early, it was popping, dude. Like, it was fine. Like, I knew that you had for sure were going to be able to break even. Yeah. Make a little bit of money on top. So tell us how that went, dude. How was meeting everybody? Like, give us a rundown on your weekend.
I mean, so first off, I've never brought anybody out here from a different state before. It's definitely always been something I wanted to do, just to get other people from different, like, states, like, different vibes. A different state is a different vibe, you know what I mean? So it's cool to mix vibes out here. So that was definitely a goal of mine. And I finally got Jamie Cornelia to come out here. She's friends with Black Llama, so...
Shout out Jamie Cornelia, dude. You're so fucking tight.
Yeah.
I met her. She was just like... I don't know, man. All those Atlanta dudes had, like, a really good energy.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely. Almost like a zen-y hype. Like a zen hype energy.
Yeah, not fake. They were just, like, really, really nice and, like, humble. And she was, like, super stoked on Kendama and, like, had me do a couple tricks in the hallway for her and just talk to her a little bit. And she's fucking tight, dude.
She's so cool.
She is so cool,
dude,
man.
Dude, she's so sick. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was all nervous. Like, I feel like a nervous little kid. Like, oh, my God, she's gonna come out here. Like, I don't really get along with the girls anyway, unfortunately. Like, I hope she likes me. And, wait, we fucking clicked, dude, immediately. It was pretty sick. So anyways, I brought her out here, and I also brought Visibly in Flight. Shout out to Visibly in Flight as well.
They're also from Atlanta?
Yes, they're all from Atlanta. And originally Jamie's friends with Black Llama, and he hit me up, and he's like, hey, my homegirl wants to come out here for a show. And I was like, oh, absolutely, have her contact me, and we made it happen. It was a little last minute, which was still very impressive for all of us that we were able to pull that many as many people out as we did, and for it to go as well as it did, for it to be so last minute. I definitely had a good time, man. The show was great.
The space is so cool. What is the space called again? Like, the official? Is there an official name for it?
I don't know if they have an official name for it, to be honest. I always call it the secret location. Some people call it Bobby's Place because Bobby is the guy that... he owns the place, so right. Quote unquote Bobby's Place.
Yeah, we'll try and find some links to put in the description, but this place is so cool, dude. It's pretty much like imagine just walking through almost like a business, like a literal business building with like offices to the left, offices to the right type shit. But instead of like just a regular office building, it's just every wall in that entire building is covered in a bookcase filled with VHS movies.
Yeah, hundreds.
No DVDs,
hundreds and hundreds.
No books, no nothing. No thousands and
thousands,
thousands
and
thousands.
Thousands, even, yeah.
Because every room from floor to ceiling, left to right, almost every wall. It's so cool. And you're allowed to smoke in there, dude. Like, the venue is perfect for any group of people who just, like, rules have never been, like, a thing that they want to deal with, but are still respectful. The most disrespectful thing that happened there, I think, it was, about a month ago or something, someone tagged up all over the building.
Yeah, fuck that. That's whoever shitty. That was, you guys can
Yeah, that's
fuck
shitty,
off.
But that's good, though, dude. Yeah, I had a good time for the short amount of time I was there. Pseudo killed it. I wasn't there for Black Llama's performance, or Jamie's, but Visibly in Flight, fucking pretty dope, dude. So, yeah, good job on that, man. And who you got coming up next? Do you have anything in the works?
Nothing set in stone yet, but I do have really big ideas. I have a few ideas.
Big ideas.
Big ideas.
Coming from Missy McComb. Here we go.
Big ideas coming from a small girl. No. I have some really good ideas. I have a few artists that have been hitting me up lately that want to be a part of my shows. So I'm just trying to figure out the perfect lineup for each for each vibe, each artist. Right. Because I could take any artist that hits me up and throw them on a show and, here, guys, have fun. But, like, I don't know, man. I've noticed a lot of people come up to me and they tell me, like, it's the buildup of my shows that are really cool. Like,
right.
I have a specific way of putting my shows together for the specific vibes that I want to have. So, you know, I'm going to have a couple here and there. One is going to be probably a more of a hip-hop show, and I really want to get, a DJ, slash, producing show as well. Like, I want to get Wolfsy back on a show. I want to tap back into, books and Tree Talking. Like, I really want to get them back on a show again because I had a show with them.
Well, Tree is about to play a really big show.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you know. I'm so excited for him. He fucking... A Tree Talking is so good.
Yeah, and Sejo just played Bass Rush.
Bass Rush, yes.
Which is fucking crazy.
Congratulations
dude.
On that one. Yep. Because
so shout out to all the Arizona artists doing their thing. Should we? The past two podcast episodes, we've had Arizona artists. We've had Chelsea, a.k.a. Lady Quasar, and then Guyver.
Hell yeah.
So they're all doing things. Guyver's got some things going on. And, you know, you already know he's down to perform and... I'm down to do one-handed handstands out there and recite my poetry. God. It's 2 minutes. I'm gonna be out there, dude.
Only if you do your poetry. Only if you tell your poetry while in handstand.
So I know there's no video, but Missy just asked and didn't pass. There you go. Now she's passing it. Okay. Yeah, dude. It's pretty tight, man. And I'm just so, what's the word, man? Not shy. I am shy, but I'm embarrassed. I don't know, dude. I have some things coming out too. One with Chelsea and one with Guyver and one with Tanner. We're going to work on one. It's all right. I'm just trying to feel confident about anything I do musically. And it's really hard to do that.
It's all right, dude. It's definitely a new realm. You could say new realm you're stepping into. You've never, I mean... Even when you were a kid, dude, in high school, you would, make, parody music and stuff just for fun.
Like little fun bands, background bands.
So just imagine if you actually try, that shit will be, you will do very well.
It's just I know it's just fucked up. Not fucked up, but I know it's stupid, but I don't want to, I know it's so weird, coming, I usually don't care at all, and I don't care in the grand scheme of things about what people think about me, but I don't want to be that guy that puts something out and they're like, oh... oh shit, this is what he was doing this whole time,
as they're listening to your song, they're trying to think of a way to let you know nicely that it wasn't
it's definitely unique, dude. It's not my style, but it sounds good,
right? It wasn't bad, dude, you know what I mean? Just keep trying.
Damn, who produced this? This master's sick.
The beat's sick, dude. I like the beat, dude.
And I don't, again, I don't really care, but there's always a part of everybody that cares a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
Same with the stand-up shit, dude. I don't even, when it's over and done with, every single time so far, it's been fuck it, dude. Why did I even care that much about that shit? But beforehand, dude, I just want to vomit all over the place, bro. Fucking absolutely. Constant stomach ache. So yeah, dude, have you gotten any pussy yet, Corey?
All the pussy, dude.
She's such a liar.
The thing about Corey is, this is what's weird. If she wanted... all of the pussy, she could fucking get it, dude. You guys can't see her, but she's the freshest little fuck, dude.
She's not, though.
And she doesn't even look like a... No offense to the dykes in the world. I love you guys, but she's not...
What do you mean, no offense, and then you use a derogatory term for lesbians?
I'm saying Corey...
No offense to dykes, but...
Because what I'm about to say next. Because what I'm about to say next. No offense to the dykes. There's nothing wrong with, that dyke look. You know what I mean? But Corey... Missy. Corey is not your typical oh, I'm going to cut my hair real short because I want to be a dude now.
That's called a butch, man. You got to be politically correct here.
Well, then what's a dyke, Corey?
It's calling someone a fag.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's kind of harsh. You probably shouldn't use that.
No.
I thought dyke meant the manlier gay women.
No, that's a butch.
Oh, fuck. I'm an asshole. Well, my best friend's gay, so I'm allowed to say that. I'm just kidding.
I know so many gay people,
I know so many gay people. I
go to Charlie's all the time, dude.
Stupid, dude.
But anyways.
Well, my bad, guys. Okay, so my best friend Corey could get all the pussy she wants because she's fucking fresh. She's not your typical butch, and she's not your typical girly girl. She's right in the middle, dude. And right now she has a fucking maroon jacket on, and it's hot as shit outside with a thick striped shirt. In these fresh-ass green pants, and she looks so lit, dude.
It's
thank you.
She looks like she did fresh. like a a catalog shoot for PacSun and they told her to keep the clothes.
Kind of.
The most like boring yet not boring outfit ever.
Boring is so fresh though. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like
it's just like a simple outfit, but she makes it look so good.
It's like she's going to do a show because there's no words on anything except for like four little words on her hat. Obey.
I like to look like I'm not trying too hard.
Yeah, because that's why she doesn't get any. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah. Anyways, I don't want to talk to Corey anymore this whole podcast.
Fuck you.
I think she's rubbing off on me, dude. I swear I want to suck a dick right now.
Right. No, dude.
I thought, oh my God, I thought you were blowing out blunt smoke. I'm like, yo, Corey.
Corey.
Or I mean,
Corey.
Cigarillo.
Oh. Uh-huh. Cigarillo smoke.
Yeah, dude. But, oh man, I'm really trying to go back to that beach too. We went on a little family vacation to the beach out in Imperial Beach, aka, oh my God, dude. Me and Missy almost fucked up and went into Mexico on accident and never returned, dude.
I don't even have a passport for one.
Me neither.
So they would have chopped my body.
I don't even know if I had my ID. Oh, yes, I did. Okay. No, listen, dude. So we're in Imperial Beach. Imperial Beach is a beach town or city, like, literally 4 miles away from Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Like, a 4 mile drive, 25 minute walk from where we were. Like, swear to God, you could walk across this field and you're in Mexico. It was so crazy. So me and Missy look up dispensaries in California, like which ones are close. And we see this one. I was like, God damn, this one's like right on the border, dude. Like on the map, you could see like the border is like this thick ass red line. And then the pin drop is like right next door. I'm like, all right, let's go. So me and Missy go, dude. And we start on the freeway. We start seeing like last USA exit.
A sign that said, last USA exit, meaning, bitch, if you keep going.
Yeah. And, dude, and it's not even a fake thing. It's not even a horror story because it's so common. People accidentally going into Mexico and they cannot come back because they don't have their fucking passport, bro. And Mexico is just like, oh, do whatever the fuck you want, dude. Take my fucking car. Just hold me there until someone can fucking, right? God. So I'm, like, already kind of, like, whew, I'm kind of tripping that we're that close to fucking up. And me and Missy are high as fuck already, right? And so we're driving, dude, and we get up on the last USA exit. We're going the right way. I'm following the directions. And we get to this fucking intersection where it looks like it says if you go left, it's Mexico only. But the directions were telling me to go left. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, I don't know if this means U-turn or left into Mexico. And I was tripping. And Missy was doing some dumb shit on her phone, dude. I think she like opened up Instagram. I'm like, Missy, put the fucking directions into home, dude. Like, I can't make it. If I fucking make a wrong turn, we're in fucking Mexico, dog. Like,
you're tripping, dude.
I was tripping.
And
I was like,
just like, dude, it's not a big deal. Like,
Missy thought
stupid.
That you could just like go in real quick. I'm like, oh, oops. Whoops, let me go back. Like, I'm like, dude, get the fucking maps out. Like, and I'm like trying to pull out my phone. And so we make the left, dude. Like, fuck it. The light turned green. No one had their maps up yet or anything. So we just make the left. And like, okay, we were okay. You know what I mean? Like, I finally, like, we're at an intersection. We weren't in Mexico. I was like, dude. And I just sat at this light and we brought up the fucking directions. I'm sweating right now, dude. We brought up the directions back to the hotel. Got the fuck out of there, dude. We didn't even look for the dispensary. We were like, fuck it.
Too close for comfort, man.
Yeah, and then we called him and I was like, yo, are you guys a storefront? And he's like, oh, no, we're delivery only. I'm like, dude, we almost literally ruined.
We almost ruined our lives for not vacation. Weed, but for literally nothing because we wouldn't have even got the weed in the first place. No. There's no fucking dispensary there.
Right, we would have. Yeah,
we would have fucked everything up for nothing.
And all I could think about the whole time was, I don't even want to. If I had to hear my mom after that, dude, picking me up from a jail in Mexico and like, and just start going off, I would fucking rather kill myself.
If they would even let us call mom,
I would rather jump off the bridge.
Do they have to let us?
No, they don't have to. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. That's the
thing. That's the scary part. I didn't do my research on like, what if you get locked up in a new country?
No.
You know what I mean?
Nobody does. I thought that I didn't hit record, dude. I was about to fucking get so pissed off.
Just one?
Nah. Dude.
For the podcast.
Don't be a bitch.
Hit this for the podcast. Hey.
Hey. what's up, Bishop?
She went for the second one.
Bishop wants to, because she thinks it's a cigarette. She's like,
no.
All that nicotine.
Because she knows it's puff, puff, pass. If you just puff and pass, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm so proud of you, Corey. Thank you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, high five.
I don't hate you that much right now, honestly. Honestly, dude, usually I'd be talking about how you're for sure condemned to hell. You're like, you know, you're going to live in limbo after you die because, you know, you choose to be gay.
So stupid.
That is a choice.
It's always a choice.
I'm just kidding, dude. We are very pro-gay. I've kissed necks of many men, dude. Because people...
I'm definitely pro-gay because, obviously, my best friend.
I'll suck a dick right now, dude.
Dude, Bishop. I dare you to dare me.
Dude, Bishop, come here, dude. Look, I don't even care. No, man, but, yeah, I guess, I don't know why I get so excited when Corey does that, so. It's not even that big of a fucking deal.
It really isn't, but you know what's funny? Okay, this is what it is.
Is that like, she works at QT?
No, not even. Not even, dude, because I'm a fucking server, so I mean, server's like a high school job.
Dude, no, she's making money, dude. You're making money.
True.
Probably not doing a whole lot either by now, right?
Dude, they keep her ass busy.
Let's be real, though, dude.
They keep me busy.
Are you so busy you hate your job? Like,
yes.
That?
Absolutely.
But how busy, like, what, though?
Well,
Turn it. Get into it.
They cut our hours, so we're just, you know,
so less busy.
No, they cut like employee
hours. So you're doing
hours,
less.
So we're doing more because, you know, it's all the same shit every day.
What is the same? I want to hear it. Take me through a day of QT, dude. When do you feel like you want to kill yourself?
Don't tell me last name. When my alarm goes off at
No, I won't put her last name.
At 5:28 a.m.
Why?
Because I have to be at
work. Why 2 minutes before 5:30?
Just in case I miss the 5:30 one, dude.
Oh, so you have two alarms.
Yes.
5:28 and 5:30.
Yes.
Okay. I'm about to get so angry.
I just lay in bed for 2 minutes hating my life, and then I get up and ready for the day.
All right, so what are your thoughts? What are your first thoughts when you wake up? Man, I wish a pussy was on my face. And then what?
I just hate my life, dude.
What about your life that you hate? Your friends?
Absolutely. Missy's my only friend, and I don't know why we hang out.
Did you hear that? Everyone listening that knows Corey and considers themselves a friend to her, you were wrong as fuck.
I've been telling them.
Missy is her only friend. Okay, so you wake up, you wish you had someone on your face, think about how Missy's your only friend, then what?
Then I just go and work for 8 hours and then sit at home and
do you even shower anymore?
Or
how what do you do? You just roll out of bed.
I roll out of bed. I don't even brush my hair.
Call it a look.
Just throw it up.
A look.
I barely look in the mirror.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Do you see anything when you look in the mirror? I heard gays can't see the reflection.
No, we're like vampires, dude.
Dude, Corey, you could be a vampire in a movie.
All right, so when you get to Quick Trip, the safe place, dude, if you didn't know. It's a safe place.
Yeah, I saw that post.
No, that's on your fucking building.
Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to QT, dude. I actually saw someone get shot at a QT.
You were there?
It's not that safe. But anyways, okay, when you get to QT, Quick Trip, what do you do?
Just clean up after people, dude. People are so fucking messy. Just wipe up soda stains on the counter.
Okay, but aren't you a manager?
No.
Oh.
I'm just a clerk, dude.
Shit! I thought you were a manager. That was Javi.
No.
Javi was the manager. Yeah, so yeah, dude. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
And then, like, how many, like, just disgusting drug addicts come in? A lot, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Gross people like to go into gas stations,
yeah,
dude.
Dude, this one right here? Oh, my God.
That one's so sketchy.
Dude, every fucking time, I swear, if I was lying, I would fucking sign a waiver right now saying that if I was lying, someone come fucking kill me. That every time I've ever went to that gas station, there's either homeless people, plural, or people on drugs inside the Circle K.
Yep.
I saw someone buying like 3 bags of bananas yesterday from
what
Circle
the
K.
Fuck?
Fucking like, like baby blue velour, like suede, dirty ass suede sweatpants. With a fucking crop top, dude. Fucking gross, dude.
like black feet and shit.
Just, I don't even know, man. I was like really trying not to look, but she was buying all the bananas Circle K had, dude.
That's crazy.
That's fucking, I don't know why that bothers me so much.
That was
but
really
like,
expensive.
Probably.
It's like almost a dollar per banana.
A dollar per banana, right.
I wish that we could always hear each other this good, dude. It's it's fucking kind of cool. Like, I wasn't even, like, paying attention, because I'm pretty lit, dude, I'm not gonna lie. And I wasn't even paying attention, really, and I could still hear and pick up everything that's been talked about.
Yeah, missy, because you have headphones on, dude.
I just wish it was always like that, you know? Because often I miss words, dude.
Yeah, no, it's pretty nice. And we have the volume on a pretty, like, manageable level, too. And if we had better headphones, it would sound even cooler.
Yeah. It would kind of sound so, like this.
Bubba, you have a Kendama Jam tonight.
Yeah. But since this podcast won't be releasing until a few days from now, I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, whatever.
We'll talk about it after.
Well, since I brought it up, his Kendama Jam's tonight, you know. August 20th.
No one's going to hear this. No one right now.
It was August 29th, and it's just going to be great.
It's going to be cool. Yeah.
That's all we have to say. It's going to be great, and then you guys will hear about it later, about how great it was.
Right, 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 right. And now, introducing Bubba Facts. Did you know that tres leches means a tray of legend? Like the thing they put in things to like make it like a taffy? It's just three of those. Thank you. This has been Bubba Facts. And we're back. This is Sad Boy Shinobi returning to the Hella Tired Podcast. My sleepy, sleepy giants. I hope your eyes are getting heavy and your thoughts are taking you to places you've never been before.
The fucking beat it's on.
I am high as fuck, dude.
I'm lit, dude. I think we should get...
God
Yo,
damn.
Can they hear the song we're listening to? Or yeah. Just for us. Oh, they can hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, they can hear it. I got a special cord. I'm smart.
Hella smart?
I'm so smart.
So smart.
But, yeah, dude. I've been getting pretty fucking good at Kendama, man. Not good in a sense, in a like on the spectrum of Kendama, but good as like how I've been for the past year. I've been getting a lot better.
He's good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. But I'm good for who, like...
You were good.
I'm good for how I was like 4 or 5 months ago.
No, he's good.
No, dude.
Dude, yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
you don't understand. You don't like.
Yes, I do.
That'd be like saying I'm good at skateboarding, Missy.
You are good at skateboarding. No, you're not the best at skateboarding, but you're fucking good.
No, I'm not.
Absolutely.
I'm able to skateboard.
No, you're good at it.
No. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, Kendama's tight, dude. I can't go to MKO this year, which is fine. Which is fine. But I'm going to put on a fucking super sick event this winter. It's going to be 2 days, dude. And I'm not going to announce anything.
You should announce it pretty early so people from out of state can come.
Oh, no, I will. No, it'll be like January. It'll be after Christmas or February, like where people's funds can get up. You know what I mean? Not at Christmas, not before Christmas. Mm-hmm. So people do want to come from out of state. February out here is fucking...
Dude, it's the best.
Prime. So 2-day event. If people want to crash here, I'll have like 8 spots open, $50 for the night each person. They can just crash. I'll make everybody food and shit. Bam. But
Hell
it's
yeah.
going to be sick, man. Definitely want to get more involved in, I got to follow up with a couple of these people that offered money for me to come to a Kendama seminar at their school, dude.
That's dope.
I was playing Kendama outside of Green, waiting for Anna to get there. And shout out to Anna. I love you. And this like lady and her son stopped and was like watching me and like started asking me about Kendama. And she was like, "Yeah, like I would love for you to come do like a demonstration and like bring some for the school and stuff like that. Like just let me know like, you know, how much and stuff." I'm like, "What? Okay.
That's fucking
school
tight.
School money. Like can I have like 500?" They're like, "Oh, that's it. That's my guarantee.
500
for me. 500 for this phone call, bitch.
500 per child?
Yeah. No, but yeah, and so she's a fucking superintendent for a school district. So I'm like, all right.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
Like, that's just extra money and you're going to have fun doing it.
Dude,
so
and
why not?
I get to show people kendama.
You show kids. Kids are sick, you know?
I mean, for very small amounts of time, yes. I can ignore the fuckers, dude. Like, kids suck fucking dick too, dude. Like,
no,
I hate...
you can't say that.
Yes, I can.
Kids suck.
Well, some kids suck dick.
True. That is true.
Got my dick sucked when I was young. Young! So anyways, it's all true. Some kids are shitty, man. Like, just shitty people.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking want to deal with them. I was at my friend, you know Jacob, obviously. Jacob's birthday party, or Jacob's daughter's birthday party. And this one little kid... Like, I had three kendamas, and I had one, right? And this little kid came up and grabbed it, and I was like, I pulled it away all quick. I'm like, no. And he looked at me all confused. I'm like, no. I was like, next time you can ask. He's like, can I? I was like, next time you can ask. And he was like, and he, like, turned away. I felt nothing. I was like, fuck that little, fuck that rude-ass little kid, dude.
Like, oh, my
if
God.
If I can teach him a lesson real quick without being that mean... Then I'm going to do it because his parents are failing. Come up to a stranger and grab something out of someone's hand. He was like 8, too. He wasn't like a dumb little fuck, like 4-year-old. You know, like he could cuss
better.
At me if
he
wanted
better.
To. Yeah. I was like, fuck. Yeah. I have no tolerance for shit like that. I don't care what age you are, dude. Old people, too. Fuck old people.
Dude,
they think,
shout out to my
dude,
dad.
They think just because they've been here longer, it's like, you do, respect your elders. Respect your elders.
Respect me,
are you
too.
Fucking half the elders that I know are racist? Like, half the elders alive that are white are racist people or, like, have racist tendencies. I mean, that's not everybody. But, like, just I don't respect anybody just because they're older or younger or they're, like, they're just a kid. I don't fucking care. Bad behavior is bad behavior, dude.
Yeah.
People are going to talk shit on me all the time. I don't care. I know what the fuck I do.
That's true. Kids. And you're out here hurting people. You're just, like, not putting up with people.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about an expectation to be, like, be nice to a kid. Like, when you, like, teach him. Like, no,
like, no,
dude.
That's not teaching
do
him.
Do you know how I
you're
learned?
You're letting him continue
you know
to
how,
act that certain way.
You yeah. know how I learned, dude? By Sorry. Getting embarrassed as fuck.
Yeah.
Or spanked.
I never really got spanked. So.
I know, dude. I know. Well, that's a whole another podcast episode, dude.
Yeah.
I hate you, man. But yeah, dude. No, I just had to get embarrassed. That works for almost everybody,
yeah.
right?
It really does.
If you were like, if you walked up to someone and was like, "Yo, dude, sup, bitch," and he was like, "What the fuck, you just call me?" and scared the shit out of you, dude, and like you were like afraid, you would never do that again.
Yeah,
you'd be embarrassed. Hold on, Anna's calling. Hello, you are on the Hella Tired Podcast. This is our first live caller. Anna, hey,
no,
baby.
I don't
hey.
Want this, no.
Hey,
no.
baby.
No, I don't want this.
just, are you off work?
Yeah. Can anybody hear me?
I don't know.
Yes.
How was your day, babe?
I gotta go.
How was your day?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. Okay, drive home safe. You going home?
Well, I need to talk to you about something.
Okay.
I'll tell a story.
Okay, yeah. This is going to tell a story.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
So back to the whole spanking thing. When we were kids, dude. When we were kids, me and my brother would equally get in trouble. And every time we both got in trouble at the same time, my dad had to, like, you know, punish us. Like, my dad wasn't a pussy. You know, he's not going to just let us do what we want. But I'm his daughter, you know, I'm his little girl. So obviously my dad's not going to spank me. So I used to go in the room and my dad would act like he was spanking me. He would just smack the fucking bed, right? My brother would go in the room and my brother and my dad would literally spank my brother so fucking bad, bro. He'd whoop his little ass. My brother would come out crying. My dad would literally tell me before I walked out of the door, like, act like start crying, like, act like you got, like, he told me to act like I got spanked, you know, just so Bubba wouldn't get upset.
God. I can see that happening, too.
Oh, absolutely. Fucking, I think Bubba's coming back. Bubba's dog, he got a haircut. And he's like a more of a long-haired dog, but we shortened his hair this time. It's so cute. So me and Corey, Carissa, who you guys met earlier, we're going to Life is Beautiful this year.
Yeah, I'm super stoked, you guys. Should be a good time.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool, dude. They have like a comedy lineup this year too, which is pretty sick. So we can listen to music and watch comedy. Like, it's just gonna be pretty, pretty interesting experience, I think.
Yeah, I'm super stoked for Pete Davidson.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be so sick. I think I'm gonna roll up again. Roll up, 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 roll up. Do you want to?
No, not at.
Not yet.
Hold on, whoa, hold on. Yes, go get the stuff.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back. This is the Hella Tired Podcast. This is an ad. Shout out to the devil for causing me all kinds of problems that I have to overcome every single day and giving me a sense of accomplishment. Some people write out their tasks like clean their room. Some people write out their tasks like clean the bathroom, take out the trash, write a little bit on a book, write some jokes. But me? I just go, hey, let's just keep this motherfucker at bay today. You understand?
Totally.
Like, let's just not let El Satan kill me, all right? Do you understand what I'm talking about, Mike? What the fuck are you looking for, man? I don't have another one. I'm not smoking a White Owl, dude. This is a public service announcement. Fuck White Owl and fuck Swisher Sweets. And if you want to come on this podcast and argue your fucking stupid ass argument, I will shut you down so biblically. I will fucking factually destroy you on this podcast, dude. You can tell the owner of Swisher Sweets to come sit down and I'll have the best time in the world. I'll fucking high five him. It's like, dude, I'm fucking happy for your success. Cool, cool, cool. But if he ever tries to say that his shit is better than Game, Dutch Masters, I will seriously swing on him, dude, for being that fucking dumb. It's like a flat earth theory. It's like, how can you be that stupid to think White Owl or Swishers are better? Fuck that. That's one of the opinions I do not accept, dude. Period. And I will never accept it, and I'll never respect it, dude. If you prefer, like, fuck you, dude. Corey's gonna throw up, dude. Corey's gonna throw up. Or Corey's crying, because she likes Swishers, I think.
She likes Swishers.
But yeah, I'm not doing that, so no, we won't roll up again. Sorry, dude.
That fucking sucks, dude. Because yeah. I agree with that completely. Like, I don't think you've ever seen me buy, like, anything other than games. If you want to roll a blunt,
I'll smoke it. But I'm not putting in on that.
Yeah, I feel that.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
So, again, this is a challenge. This is a whatever you want to call it, dude. Anybody can come on here. And I will just poop. Poop, 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 poop on you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Move your phone back a little bit. Back. Full away from the fucking... Yeah, there you go. Okay. 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 Yeah. All right, so... I hate homeless people, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so hard to feel sorry for homeless people anymore, man. Like, some of them you can be like, fuck. Like, goddamn. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still not helping them, though. I will go to Amy's animal sanctuary and dedicate my time and gas to go over there and help with the animals before I give a bum a dollar, dude. Some days I do, though. I gave this guy $5 and the rest of my blunt. A couple months ago, dude.
Yeah.
Not even. It was like last month.
Yeah.
And it felt great, but that's so rare. And it, yeah, I don't know, man.
That's true. I mean, I wouldn't go as far to say it's like I hate them. But
No, I hate them.
I have been noticing a lot of my encounters with, like, you know, people that are on the streets or whatever. They're more aggressive than they used to be. They're fucking rude. You know what I mean? Like, this guy asked me for a dollar. I gave him a dollar, and then like 2 hours later, I passed by the same like spot. And he asked me for another dollar, and I was like, oh, I gave you one earlier. And he's like, no, you fucking didn't.
Oh, hell no.
Just mad that I'm not giving him another dollar. I'm like, whoa. Right. I'm like, well, that's just irritating. It's rude. Yeah.
Fuck them, dude.
You know what I mean? But some of them, dude, are good people. Just like some rich people are good people. Some rich people are shitty, just like the shitty bums, dude.
Yeah. Well, most rich people suck. And most homeless people suck. So
something in common.
I've even met a few homeless people that I'm like, yeah, this guy's cool as fuck, man. Cool, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one out of everyone I encounter, dude. Like hundreds probably, and they're just everywhere here. And it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't like ruin my day. It's just I fucking hate seeing it, man. Like it bums me out.
Mm-hmm.
That it bums me out. Get it? Bums.
Stupid.
Anyways, it bums me out. It's like, oh, dude, that sucks. This guy's so fucking dirty and, like, pulling all of his belongings in a, like, shopping cart. Like, that sucks, right? Like, it's kind of sad, but then it's like, what? I don't know, man. Like, how could you let it get to that point? Unless it's mental health, dude, fuck them. That's what I should be saying. If it's mental health related, like, you really actually just cannot get it together, that's one thing. But if you're out here just a fucking drug addict saying, yeah. Oh, fuck it, like, give me money. And, like, fuck those people, dude. I worked on the ambulance for too long to even, like, give a shit. Yeah. Like, all we did is pick up fucking homeless people, dog, that are just, like, laying out on the street or just, like, drunk somewhere or just having a quote-unquote seizure. And we have to take them to the hospital for the night. They get a night in the hospital, free meal and shit. Like, dude,
yeah.
I hate homeless people.
God.
And if you're listening to this and you're homeless, that's fucking crazy.
Oh, fuck.
That's fucking wild, dude. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
man.
Cool, dude. If you're listening to this and you're homeless, you're fucking tight. No matter what drugs you're on. Come here. I'll give you $5. Dude. Meet me on the corner of 7th and Van Buren.
Oh, my God.
There you go, man. Thanks for listening, dude.
Thanks for listening.
My hands are sweaty just from talking about homeless people, dude.
God.
It gets me angry. I feel myself becoming more and more of a piece of shit every day, man. It's this medicine bringing me back to who I really am.
Oh, my God. Are you starting to... Do you think... I don't know if it's too soon to tell, but do you think it's been helping at all?
No.
No? No.
No, honestly, man. I can't tell the difference yet, but it hasn't been a month yet either, so...
Yeah.
You know.
True.
And I'm on a low dose. So, I might need a higher dose. I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah.
But, nah, not so far, really.
Mm.
Nope.
well, no.
Yeah, but fuck it, dude. I mean, we'll see, man. Me and Guyver are going to go do a set tomorrow. Me, Guyver, and Chris Garrett. Chris G.
Oh, yeah. Stand-up
set.
At the...
Yep. You should come out, dude.
I work tomorrow.
Oh, you fucking bitch.
I was supposed to work tonight, but I took off because I wanted to come to your little thing.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
No, you're probably lying, but it's fine.
No, I swear to God.
No, that's fine.
I'm dead ass.
No, that's fine.
Whatever.
No, because you just asked about it. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll probably go.
What are you talking about? I've known about it. I shared it for you days ago. So who do you plan on having next on your podcast?
Anna.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked her to do one with me and she was like, I don't know what to talk about. And I'm like, we just talk. I want to talk about Disney movies with her for sure.
Yeah.
Me and her probably can go deep into Disney movies, dude. Like, that'll be fun. Like, or whatever. Whatever the fuck comes up, but, you know, podcasts are easy when you have stuff to talk about. Like, boring people can't be on here, dude. Can't do it. There's been a couple of people that are like, hey, man, like, can I have you on your podcast? And I just look at their Facebook page. I'm like, never responded to them.
Oh my god. How do you know if they're boring or not based off the fucking Facebook page?
Just looking at their pictures, how they stand, what they post about. Just, nope. Boring. Boring. Where they work. It's boring, man. I don't know you, dude, unless someone can vouch for them. Someone's like, yo, you have to have this fucking guy in your podcast. Like check his
Why
shit out.
Why don't you meet the person? And
no.
Like,
I don't want to meet anyone new, man.
What if it... true. But what if you're, like, missing out on a dope fucking...
I don't care, dude. My friends are tight as fuck. Dude, I've got 8 years worth of podcast episodes from my friends.
Yeah.
If I mean, what? How or whatever term friends means, like, that's a deep term. Like, my acquaintances, people I know, people who would want to come if I asked them. Like,
right.
What, you know what I mean? The list will go on forever. I don't know everybody. Like, I'm not saying that, but I have every one of my friends has something to offer.
Yeah.
And that's on purpose.
Yeah.
Trust me. Everyone that's just a fucking flop, dude, is not in my life anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not that I'm not there for them if they needed me. If they called me, was like, dude, man, I need you right now, XYZ. I'm like, yeah, I fucking got you, man.
Right.
But I don't want you around me all the time doing nothing.
Yeah.
Making me feel uncomfortable having you around because you just want to fucking do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No. Doing nothing is for stuff with my friends, dude, who I feel safe with and comfortable with, where I can sit on the couch and cuddle with Anna or, like, you know, fucking watch a movie with, like, some fucking friends or whatever, dude.
Right.
I don't want people that I don't give a fuck about around. Not that I don't give a fuck about, because, again, that's kind of harsh, but you know what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Right.
I'll never be like, oh man, like, dude, you think you can talk to your friend and have him come out, have him on the podcast? If there's, like, an opportunity for something crazy to happen, dude, like your shit with Stand Up Live, you're like, dude, we can offer a media package, social media posts on the Stand Up Live, and then we do a podcast. We'll release it on our website.
Right.
And I'll do the podcast with him over here. Be the Stand Up Live podcast, dude.
That'd be pretty fucking sick.
I've been thinking about this, dog. Trust me.
I could definitely.
Offering a media package.
Because now that I'm, like, I'm pretty much doing, like, a lot of the social media for this place, I can maybe, like, offer that.
That's what I'm saying.
To my boss. Because that, like, would be pretty sick.
As an option. Free.
Could you come set up, like, in the green room there?
Fuck, dude. Look.
Because that would be weird to send
them
here.
Look at what we're doing right now.
Cool. Okay. I really.
Look how big this table is. Is the green room bigger than this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying, of course.
Dude, I really think we could probably try to make this happen because that would be so cool for stand-up, too, like, to get something like that going.
Yes.
And, like, you could do it because a lot of our comedians, they're there all weekends. So you can interview them the day before, like, not the day before, but the day of their first show. And then we can air it and people will be like, oh, man, like, they're here. Buy tickets for the next 2 days.
Yep.
That'd be a good idea.
I know. It's just so easy. It just takes 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, however long they want to fucking commit to.
And you don't even have to bring much.
Dude, I need to bring this and that.
Yeah.
I don't even need the computer. The computer is just for the music. I'm not using that for this podcast at all right now.
Right.
I can just do that on my phone.
Right.
I need 4 AA batteries or that. It's an iPhone block.
Yeah.
Like, that's why this piece of equipment is... It's my most expensive piece of equipment I have.
That's tight, dude. And these
mics, what's up? $80 each. They're not even that good, man. Like, you know, and this podcast isn't top quality audio, but move your phone away from your mic, please.
This isn't mine.
Or Corey's. Is that lesbian phone? Just kidding. No, it's just the frequency. It's just like the cellular frequencies. It fucks with the actual frequency.
According to my calculations.
Well, if I hold on. But yeah, dude, that could so easily go down, and it'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I was just coming through with hella fucking just like, dude, hype vibes, dude. Hype vibes. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, so yeah. Podcasting is fucking fun, man. It's just having conversations with people. And I do not want to have a conversation with a boring fucking person. And I've never met, like, a boring comedian. And not really.
No.
Nah, not really. I mean, yeah. I don't know a whole bunch of, like, strictly comedians, but the comedians are usually pretty funny people.
Right.
Or their mind is a little all weird, or unless they're one of those, like, strictly joke writers, like, what makes sense? What do the toads say to the frog? We're cousins.
Like
that shit. I don't want to talk to that guy. But, you know. But anyways, yeah, man. So that's going to conclude our episode number 3, dude.
Yeah.
Number 3, right? Yes. Number, whoa, tres leches, tres episodes, dude. Ew,
what the fuck, dude? Like, how does that even happening?
Dude, this is a weird question, but does your dad surf?
Dude, my dad fucking surfed his whole life and taught me how to wave.
Sick! Righteous, dude! I fucking thought I recognized your fucking dad, dude! Your dad's a legend!
I smacked my nose on the mic.
Boop. That was the first boop of the Hella Tired Podcast. Bringing it back down. Saying goodnight. Bringing up the music a little bit. Missy, tell us where we can find you on all of your social media.
Slumped Goddess with 2 D's and 2 S's on Instagram, Snapchat, even Facebook.
I just want to say something. Slumped Goddess, not with 2 D's or 2 S's, because that's how you spell goddess. 2 D's and 2 S's, I think. But anyways, thank you. This has been episode 3 of the Hella Tired Podcast. Thank you, my little sleepies, for the good times. I'm signing off. This is your fucking captain. Sad Boy Shinobi, a.k.a. the Lucky Lord, a.k.a. the Whistling Wailing Willow Boy.